relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Seeing things you people wouldn't believe.
You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together.
Haven't you ever heard of that guy? What's his name? The pirate guy. One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie. Yeah, he was the most famous pirate in his time. My dad told me all about him once.
Dad'll do anything to get you to go to sleep.
No. See, One-Eyed Willie stole treasure once. He was full of rubies and emeralds and diamonds. Diamonds. And he loaded it all up onto his ship. And they sailed away into the sunset. Until the British king, see, he found out about it, and then he set up this whole armada to go out after him. And then the armada, it took him a couple weeks, but then they caught up with Willie, and then there was a whole big war between the armada and Willie's ship, the Inferno. And during the firefight, there was just guns bursting here and cannons bursting there. And then Willie fled, because he didn't want to stay around, because he knew he'd get killed if he stayed around. And then he got into this cave, and then the British, they blew up the walls all around him, and he got caved in, and he's been there ever since. Forever? Forever. And ever? Trapped. Wow.
I just love that. Forever? Forever?
Ever?
Goonies Never Say Die, a film I had never seen in its entirety until the co-host of Making Movies Great Again said, "This is the movie that we shall watch this week. It shall not be another movie. It shall be this one." Chris Coles, the host of the Mr. Reagan and Alpha Critic channel, thank you for letting me watch this movie. I didn't have too high of opinion of it, but it's pretty fun. Why did you choose it?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. I'll tell you what. This is when I was a kid. I was 5 years old when this movie came out. I probably didn't see it for a few years until after it came out on video. You know, probably at a babysitter's or something like that. But I got to tell you, this film for my generation. I was born in '79. I'm sort of right between the Gen X and the millennial generation, whatever. This movie was like our movie. And here's the great thing. I'm from Oregon.
So this is in what? This is Astoria, Oregon, right?
Astoria, Oregon, which I've been to many times. And it's like I had a bike as a kid. I had a group of guys that I would ride around with. And that was our life. I mean, our life was riding around on bikes, exploring, looking for pirate treasure, whatever it was that we were looking for. You know, and we were always exploring something, exploring the forest. And man, this was my childhood. As a kid, I don't even think I really appreciated how much this was, this paralleled my own childhood. Until later in life, I moved out of L.A. I probably saw it again when I was in my 20s or something. I thought, wow, this, you know, not every kid got to have this childhood, and I'm really lucky that I got to have it. And they were really good at making movies about kids back in the 80s, and this is one of them.
And what would you call this movie? It's not kind of easy to categorize. Adventure, fantasy, comedy. I have issues with the monster character, the Fratelli brother, right? Sloth. Because it's like you see this thing and it's like, oh my gosh, have I suddenly dropped into the Elephant Man? What is this movie, Chris?
Well, let me tell you something. I just called my brother right before we did the show. And my brother, not the one that you've met. I have two brothers. The other one was born with severe dyslexia. and he was hyperactive. He was a total nutcase. One time in church, he just wandered up on stage and started yelling, "Hey, where's mom?" You know, he just had no sense of like social norms. He was just a complete outcast. Kids teased him all the time. I used to like tell kids, "Back off, that's my brother," you know, that kind of thing. And so I was a bit protective, but we all treated him like normal. If he was annoying, we'd yell at him. If he was, you know, he wasn't like mentally ill or anything. He just had a few issues. But he's a really smart guy, really good guy, a really good man now, husband, very, very good man. And he told me that he actually related to that Fratelli brother, that mangled mess outcast of a Fratelli brother who at first you're terrified by, but then becomes the real hero of the story. And that really touched me. I thought, you know what? I never saw any use for him either until this moment. And then I realized, you know what? Actually, characters like that, you know, can be very valuable in cinema for kids like my brother.
So this is the story of a gang of kids who find a map in the attic of, you know, one of their fathers who is a curator at a museum. It's about buried treasure. One of them, Corey Feldman, speaks Spanish. His interpretation for the new housemaid scene is absolutely bloody hilarious. And they go on this wild goose chase, running into the Fratelli brothers and mother, one of whom, Robert Darvey, has just escaped from the county jail, and thus the mayhem ensues. It says this is directed by Richard Donner. Of course, there is a reference later on to Superman. It's, you know, Sloth shows his T-shirt. One of my favorite movies is Donner's Superman. But it's produced by Spielberg. Some say it was a little bit like previous movies like Poltergeist that were actually really directed by Spielberg, not produced. I think we have to admit, Chris, this is a Spielberg movie.
Yeah, it's very Spielbergian. A lot of people, I mean, this film has been considered a mix between E.T. and Indiana Jones, you know, both Spielberg films. There's obviously a Richard Donner influence here, but it's strange that they would take Richard Donner, who had just come off Superman, which is like, you know, one of the he had not just come off Superman, but he had done Superman, which was considered probably one of the greatest films ever made. And a film for men and women, not children. I mean, children obviously loved it because it's Superman, but it was actually created for an adult audience.
Right.
And then he goes and he makes this film for children. I think it's interesting that they would go through so much effort to make a film of such high quality that's intended primarily for children. It really is. There are some silly moments. There are some like sound effects that are like from cartoons, like stuff like that, you know. But the thing that I love about this film, real quick, I just want to throw this in here. It's a film about a gang of boys, just a gang of boys doing boy stuff. And I don't think we get that anymore. And you know what? And it's like my childhood, not just because it's kids on bikes riding around in Oregon in the forest, but, you know, that's most boys' childhood is with other boys doing boy stuff. And they just don't show that anymore. It's got to be women. It's got to be diverse. It's got to be all these things. And this film had nothing to do with it. Yeah, they got an Asian kid, but he wasn't
an Asian
kid. He was just a kid. It's irrelevant.
It's totally
he's just one of the kids in the neighborhood.
Right. Short Round from the second Raiders movie from Temple of Doom. His accent's so utterly cute, speaks Mandarin at the end with his father. And look, I'm older than you by 9 years, but when I left school, I rode home on two different buses by myself, you know, regular buses. I had to buy a ticket, drive home, take me about half an hour.
City bus.
I got off because we don't have school buses in England. There's no such thing as a yellow school bus. Doesn't exist. I got home, ripped off my uniform, put on a pair of jeans and a T-shirt, and I was on my bicycle till the sun went down. Every stinking day, all day Sunday, all day Saturday, unless my dad wanted me to fix his car. That was my life. It was like, you know, half a dozen of us putting tens of miles on every afternoon. And also, the thing about this movie is, yeah, it's a movie, but the banter and the ribbing is just so, that's what young boys do.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's realistic, and there is something special about a group of boys.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I used to do background acting where I was like an extra, you know, I was in the background. And we did a movie once, and it was like I think it was a World War II film. It was World War II. And it was the first time in many, many years that I had just been around men, like nobody else, just males and nothing else. There wasn't any
soldiers
women
on set. You were just all male soldiers
on set.
Right.
And there was a feeling to that. There was a sort of this weird positive energy.
Yes.
Just all the men engaging in this sort of like, you know, man talk. And we didn't. And it's not like I don't like women to be around or anything. I mean, I don't want people to think, oh, the conservative misogynist, you know. No, it's not like that, okay? I love women. I respect women and everything. But you know what? We do need to have this. All through history, we've had men's clubs and men's groups. And I don't mean like, you know, gentlemen's clubs like, you know, strip clubs. I mean like just clubs where men would gather and men could just talk amongst themselves and be amongst themselves without the women folk, and the women would have their groups. You can now have women's groups. You can have black groups. You can now have LGBTQ groups. You can have any group you want, but you can't really have men's groups. There are very few men's groups left.
Eric,
and I think that's a huge tragedy in our culture.
Eric, should we have like a manhood hour on this show regularly? I think we should do that. No, you're absolutely right.
Call it toxic masculinity. You can steal that from me.
We should invite this chap on. Of course, we have a manhood hour. We're shifting the days of the week when we do Making Movies Great Again. We'll announce that later. But yeah, when I was in the British Army Reserves, you know, a squad of guys together for a weekend in the dirt, in the muck, on an exercise, it's different. It's a different energy. It's not about hating women. It's just, it's something that is needed for men now and again. Not all the time. We're not talking about incel culture. We're talking about masculinity. We are talking Goonies with Alpha Critic, the host of the Mr. Reagan Channel. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. And do please share the links with your friends. Every day when I pass a mirror, I still can't believe it. It's me. I'm looking back at myself. I never thought I'd be this fit again, but 42 pounds ago, I decided to take control of my health. And with the help of my PhD weight loss and nutrition, I'm so glad I did. The program is simple. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team customize a plan for your body to make it simple. They even provide 80% of your food at no additional cost. They treat your entire person as one. Dr. Ashley believes that all change starts with the mind. She'll help you to change your behavior when it comes to food and think differently about food so you'll never gain the weight back. Give them a call right now at 864-644-1900 and they can answer all your questions. If I can do it, you can do it.
But the worst thing I ever done, I mixed up all this fake puke at home.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
And then I went to this movie theater, hid the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then I made a noise like this. And then I dumped it over the side on all the people in the audience. Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other. I never felt so bad in my entire life.
Mom, beginning to like this kid, Mom.
Hit puree!
No! I'm too young! Now, I want to play the violin!
I want to play the violin. I'm getting to like this kid, Ma. I actually sent a photograph of what this guy looks like now. That is, of course, Chunk, played by Jeff Cohen. Let's talk a little bit about acting. Let's talk about the kids. I'm sorry. Brolin's great. Sean Astin to see Samwise Ganges from Lord of the Rings. Amazing. Incredibly magnetic. But we got to give it to Chunk. This guy's performance, not just with the blender. I mean, he just steals the show, doesn't he, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. The Truffle Shuffle is legendary.
The Truffle Shuffle.
I mean, we all remember that when we were kids, and so many good lines. It was just – and by the way, Robert Davi, talk about Robert Davi. He's not known for comedy, I don't think. I mean, he's not – you know, that's not his genre.
Except as the straight man in Die Hard. Do you remember?
Yeah, true.
The straight man. It's, that was hilarious. Yeah.
There's a lot of funny moments.
It's like we're back in Nam. You remember? No, well, I was in high school, actually. You know?
Yeah, that's right. There was a couple of good moments in Die Hard, for sure. But this is a line that he delivers that's a comedic line. It's perfect. I'm beginning to like this kid, Ma. You know, and he's kind of like laughing the whole time. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. That whole scene is perfect. Chunk is perfect. Everything, the casting is amazing. I don't know. There's something about... I don't know what the deal was. What was something in the water in the 1980s?
Yeah.
Everyone seemed to be able to act beautifully. These kids were amazing.
I have to say, Feldman was he was a little comic genius, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know what's weird about that is, like, I mean, when I was a kid, you always knew somebody like that. There was always a kid that was kind of like a little bit dirtier than the other kids.
Yes.
You know, like his parents let him get away with more.
The guy who'd always have access to the latest issue of Playboy. Always.
Yes. Yes. That was him. And he played that character perfectly. I mean, he was a legend in the 1980s, really.
All right. Let's show Mr. Truffle Shuffle now. This is the... former actor Jeff Cohen. Looks a little bit different today. He's founded his own law firm and doesn't act anymore, but man, oh man, does he steal the show. What about Astin? I found Astin's before, because I'd never clicked previously when I'd seen bits of it. Now, this is the guy from Rudy. This is a guy from Lord of the Rings. He delivers his lines.
You know, his father... It's not his genetic father, but his adoptive father, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It was Gomez Adams from the original Adams Family show. Yeah, yeah. A very good man. Very good man,
wow.
According to the interviews I've seen with Sean Astin. But yeah, when I was a kid, this was the first role I'd ever seen him in. I think this was his first role ever, actually. But yeah, he reminded me of a kid from when I was a kid. Like, not a specific kid, but just... He could have been my friend growing up, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so, like, when I was a kid, I just thought, this kid's great. You know, sometimes I talk about what I call the Buffy the Vampire effect.
What's that?
Which is this – I had some friends that used to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer when I was in high school, and I never watched it. And as I got older, they would say, Chris, you got to watch this show. If you're a writer, you got to watch this show. Okay. So why? I was like, why does everybody love this? It's like a cult classic show. Everybody who watched the show loves it, like really loves it. And I realized that while watching it, this is a show where all the characters, you want to be your friend. And, like, even if you got good friends at school and you're a cool kid, there's few people that are as cool as the people on that screen. Like, you want to hang out with them at least once a week. You know
even the nerdy girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great. She's very charming, you know. You want to hang out with these people. And if you were the kind of person that watched Buffy in the 90s, you were probably a little nerdy, probably didn't have a lot of friends. So these could be your friends. Kind of like we're friends of the audience right now, right?
Right.
But the Goonies, when I was a kid, I wanted these guys to be my friends. These were like the perfect buddies to have. I wanted to be a Goonie, you know what I mean?
All right, and let's talk about the first Goonie. According to Mikey, there is an individual who has been honorably mentioned as the first ever potential Goonie. Another classic clip from a classic movie.
Hi, Willie. I'm Mike Walsh. You've been expecting me. Haven't you? I made it. I beat you. I got here in one piece. So, that's why they call you One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie. We had a lot in common, huh, Willie?
You're the first Goonie. We've got a lot in common. I guess that's why they call you One-Eyed Willy. We are talking Making Movies Great Again. The movie is the classic Goonies from 1986, directed by Richard Donner, produced and probably directed as well by Steven Spielberg. My co-host is Chris Coles. He of the Alpha Critic channel. Subscribe right now. And also to his Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. Follow him at Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter. And if you're admiring his incredibly natty t-shirt, do the whole Superman. Will you just give a two-shot and then do the whole Superman? Boom! The FBI, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Where did you get that amazing t-shirt, Chris Coles?
You know what? This sort of like legendary advisor to Donald Trump, who now has a radio show, sent it to me. Wow. And I got it in the mail, and I couldn't have been happier. I got this thing. I was thrilled. I called my brother, who also has got one. And
then he just like showed up on your doorstep. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, it's a hilarious shirt. This is your bestseller, right?
It's the now fascist. Now our new Stand With 45 flag is the bestseller.
Okay.
The FBI t-shirt is still at the top. If you are jealous of Mr. Coles, don't be. Go right now to SebGorkaStore.com. Get your FBI Fascist Bureau of Intimidation t-shirt right now. It is still one of our hottest sellers, but it is being beaten by our Stand With 45 flag. If you're fed up with political persecution in America, get that today. And oh yeah, it's Tucker Carlson. Fox wants to gag him. Let Tucker speak. Let's get the duct tape off his mouth from Fox News. Get your t-shirt today, sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorkastore.com. And don't forget, you must follow us on all the social media platforms so you guarantee you never miss any of our analysis, any of our amazing guests. Go today. Look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. Yes, we are a televisual feast on the Salem News Channel. You can do it on the Fire Stick or your Roku devices, or just get the app. And for my personal products and access to me, my analysis is my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my name in one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today.
Look, mister, I need a ride. My friends and I just had a run-in with these really disgusting people. You might have heard of them, the Fratellis. Well, we found their hideout. And could you please, please take me to the sheriff's station? I can describe all three of them.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Bimba dagli occhi vieni da Mario. Difficile di sola vincere vita, mamma.
A classic scene from The Goonies, Chris, but I don't get it. This guy clearly didn't ADR it. He actually sang that. And he like sings like half a dozen times in the movie. What the hell is this? Why does he sing so much? Has anybody asked him? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm wondering if this was scripted or if he just like improv that, because it seems like something the actor would have just figured out. I want to do this, and it worked out really, really well.
Well, should we ask him?
I think maybe we should just ask him.
Robert Davi, are you there?
I am here, and I think I can clear this whole thing up very easily.
Okay.
This is the first time ever we have had a special guest on Making Movies Great Again, and it is the infamous Jake Fratelli, otherwise known as Robert Davi, a lethal, scary villain and also a funny villain, whether it's James Bond or The Goonies. Tell us the story. First, I'm going to let Chris brought you on. I'm going to let Chris interrogate you. But one question I have of everybody I've ever met who's an actor, who's famous, was it fun to make this movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had 5.5 months with Dick Donner being the principal director, Steven Spielberg being the second director, 5 months, and Frank Marshall being the third director. We had three direct, you know, because they do second unit and third units on a film such as this back then. But it was a lot.
I had a suspicion it was super fun. Chris, what do you want to know about Goonies from our special guest, Robert?
Well, we opened with the singing, but we didn't get you a chance to answer. What's the story with that? Was that your own thing, or was that scripted?
I'll give you the whole little rundown. So here I am, you know, as an actor, you're playing a character. And I was signed to do Rambo, and then Goonies came along, and I had to pull out a Rambo 2 because the schedules overlapped. And it was unfortunate that I had to do that. I was hoping to do both of them at the same time.
What was your role in Rambo 2?
That was going to be Erickson, who was going to go into the jungle to help Sly. When I left it, he rewrote the thing because it was a bigger part and stuff, and helicopter guy. And I was all buffed out and ready to go. And then my agent said, Spielberg and Dick Donner want to meet you on The Goonies. I go, what the hell is a Goonie? you know, I was more of a Rambo guy. But it was Spielberg, Donner, and Warner Brothers, and we tried to work out dates. It didn't work, and I wound up doing The Goonies. And the character, Jake Fratelli, the Fratellis were counterfeiters. And Jake looked at himself as an Jake Fratelli, the character I played, because you build a backstory with the character.
Yeah.
And my thing was, he was a frustrated artist. He was a singer. And the mother wouldn't listen to him. And the brother, Francis, that's Joe Pantoliano, wouldn't listen to me. The only time anyone would listen to me is when I feed Sloth, who's chained in the basement. And the way the script was written, guys, it was written that I bring a plate of food to him, and I just put it out of reach. And then as he goes to get the food, I, with my foot, move it away so he can never reach it, and frustrates him. So I said to Dick Donner and to Spielberg, I says, it's so banal, that kind of moment. I says, what if Jake was a frustrated opera singer and nobody would listen to him, but Sloth had to listen for his supper? And that's how that came about. So they said, what do you mean? I says, well, they said, show us what you mean. So I did it, and they loved it. And then the sequence you opened with in the car when Chunk does the Baruch Atu Adonai, Steven Spielberg shot that moment. And he said, you know, remember when you sang it? Put in a song. Put in some song here. And I had to come up with something that was public domain because they weren't sure. So I did a riff on the Madame Butterfly thing that Pinkerton
did. And you're still singing as your ma is bundling Chunk in the back of the Jeep. You keep on singing.
Yes, because he really didn't want to deal with the boy screaming. And I tried to make, even when you play a villain, you're looking for characters that are something that the audience can feel a little empathy toward.
Right.
It rounds them out. And I thought these were big kids, the Fratellis. They were the Chunks. They were the Goonies on the wrong side of the tracks with a very devastating mama.
He is a singer of great renown. The latest release is The House I Live In. Follow him right now. Follow him on Twitter at Robert John Darvey. I have so many questions, but this was Chris's idea, so he's going to get to interrogate you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Making Movies Great Again with Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles, special guest Robert Darvey, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that's liberating 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 4.5 years later. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out. But it's okay. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Pizza? Pepperoni?
Why do you want pepperoni? Why pepperoni? Huh?
That, I don't know who threw that, whether that was a stuntman or whether it was Joe himself, but that slice of pizza really hit you on the kisser, Robert. Tell us what it was like working with the rest of the Fratelli gang.
Well, they were wonderful. Ann Ramsey who played Mama Fratelli, was one of the sweetest women you could imagine. And Joey and I had previously done From Here to Eternity together and A Heart to Heart. And we had a sibling relationship even from those moments. But we respected each other, liked each other. And that moment with the pizza came from my cousins, Johnny and Georgie, I remember my aunt saying, go ahead, kill each other over the meatballs. And it wound up as kill each other over the pepperoni. And I told Ann Ramsey, I said, hit me again, because I wanted Jake to be the big kid, the kid that maybe the audience felt a little sorry for. And she whacked off and just got me one.
Chris, what do you want to know about the inside scoop from the Goonies from Robert?
Well, you know, Robert, we kind of explore on this show why 80s movies are so amazing, right? So many movies that come from the 80s are classics today. I just feel like, and so many movies you've been in personally are considered great classics of cinema. You are a legend, okay? I don't feel like there are that many films coming out today, if any, that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, will be considered classics. And yet we look back at the 80s, and like we were talking about the other day, like 1982 alone as like 10 classic movies from that, you know, from that one year. I mean, it was mental. What do you think the difference is that made those movies so great? And maybe you disagree with us. Maybe there are movies today that you say this will be a classic in 20 years, but I don't think so. And I'm curious why you think films then were just so much better than films today.
Well, you still had the studios that were at the tail end of, you know, the Hollywood started from the immigrant population that came over from Hungary and Poland and different countries around the world that came to America and had a certain love of the country and a certain ideological idea. There was other things creeping in, of course, from the 50s and the 70s and the 80s, but there was at the basis of it, it wasn't as corporate as it is today. Today, you're having a lot of these corporate people who are very smart and some very good films are made, but they have a corporate mentality that is more about the bottom line. And I think, like, say, the Goonies, for instance, the Goonies are about a bunch of kids that were probably bullied in school. And they are the ones that save the parents. They band together to save parents, these corporate raiders. And so there's a friend of mine, J-Ax, who's a big star in Italy. He's one of the biggest stars in Italy. And he says Italy is the Goonies of Europe. And he has a tattoo of Goonies on him. This is like the Jay-Z of Italy. And he said that Goonies is more important to him than War and Peace.
Wow.
Is it?
See, I told you, Seb. I told you.
No, all right. I'm just a little bit older than you, so I missed it by about 9 years. But is it really that simple, Robert? For me, what it sounds like is what you're talking about is heart and passion. These movies were made by people who just cared. Not about the, I mean, they wanted to make money, but the passion was in the storytelling. Is it that simple?
It's partly that simple, yes. It was partly that simple. And partly, you know, look at the educational process. We both know, we all know that following the history, that our culture has been infiltrated. And our country, our educators, the media, there's an infiltration that's just over the tipping point. And it didn't get there back then. And don't forget, you had stars. I did my first film with Frank Sinatra in 1977.
Wow.
That was for the Reagan years in the 80s. And there was in Hollywood, whereby there would be a difference of a political opinion, the Johnny Carson show, Johnny would be fair on both sides. He would be talking about the Biden corruption today, unlike Kimmel and unlike the other guys. They don't bring it up, but Johnny Carson would bring this thing up and it would be a fair kind of country. And I think it also goes with that. Yeah. You're going into a country that's now a propaganding. It's almost like the arm of the, you know, World War II Germany in the 1930s, where there were propaganda films and an agenda that was being promoted, except instead of human stories and to capture us, to bring us together.
Yeah, it has become a propaganda outlet. Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
We got to point out as well, one of the reasons that we know the legendary Robert Davi is he is a great patriot as well, not just a great actor, but he's a strong patriot. We have great respect for you, sir, not just for your, you know, legacy of filmmaking, but for your stand on politics and your willingness. I mean, it is, you know, Hollywood is a dangerous place to be outspoken with your views if you don't align with sort of Marxist orthodoxy.
I was here to review movies. I'm the one who's always afraid about talking too much politics on this show. And Chris is overtaking my show where he's the co-host. Who the hell do you think you are?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And on that note, I will say, because it needs to be mentioned, I think it's the most recent movie you made. Correct me if I'm wrong. But my son, Hunter, is stunning. Absolute Lawrence Fox, who acts Hunter Biden, Gina Carano is the Secret Service agent. If there's anybody of the millions of people watching right now who haven't seen Robert's latest movie, go right now, mysonhunter.com, because this is a man who isn't just an amazing actor, patriot, incredible singer. You're just you have, let me put this politely, testicular fortitude, okay? You have balls, my friend, and I'm so delighted when, independent of me, not only did Chris choose this movie, he said, hey, shall we get one of the stars on? And I said, yeah, who? And when it turned out to be you, I'm super excited. So follow this man right now. I have one more geeky question I have to ask because I'm a geek. Robert John Darvey on Twitter. MySonHunter.com is the movie. We are making movies great again with Chris Coles and our special guest, Robert Darvey. This is America First. Please remember, this is a for-profit enterprise. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million from the taxpayer. We have amazing sponsors, people like Relief Factor. Relief Factor is right now liberating 500,000 people from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning, evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans like Reggie. Call today. You deserve to know. It's super easy. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. I hate it when our guests say really important stuff in the breaks. Mr. Darvey, what did you just tell us?
Well, that I said because of you, I tried the Relief Factor, and it works. I mean, I'm one of those 500,000 people.
Well, we love to hear that. We love to hear that. God bless you. All right, I'm going to geek out right now. I love the making of stuff as much as watching the movies. This took you 5 months. There's this galley they built. Richard Donner allegedly didn't show it to the kids until the day of shooting so they could be awe-inspired. You are sitting in, climbing in water for the second half of the movie. What the heck is that like? Because that must have been weeks, if not months, of being drenched. Tell us the hardships of being an actor.
Well, they were very, of course, because you're dealing with children at the time. The adults, Jimmy, Joey, and Anne, that's a different story. But with the kids, there's a lot of restrictions. And the stage was at Warner Brothers. It's the biggest underwater stage at the time. And that ship, when we saw the pirate ship, it was bigger than life size. I wish they should have saved that. They couldn't get anybody to save that boat, that ship, and put it at a theme park. But it was absolutely incredible. The water was very warm, and everyone was taken care of if once you got wet. So it wasn't that bad. I'm going to give you a little inside beat. Remember when I'm climbing the rocks? If you remember the scene when I'm climbing the rocks, and Chris, when Data then has that punching thing that comes out of his chest. All right. Well, that wasn't written in there. What was happening was we were shooting the scene. The script was written by Chris Columbus and directed by Dick Donner and Steven did second unit. Now, as I'm climbing the rock and I'm telling Steven, he's sitting shooting that sequence. I go, he's right here. How's he going to, he can't get. So I said, Steve, what if he's Data, right? He's got all these little things. What if he had a punch bag? You press the button and one of those things come out and blah, blah, blah. He goes, I love it. Well, Steven, we didn't shoot that scene. He says, well, come back and shoot that. Let's rig this thing. And 3 days later, we came, and that was rigged. And so they were very open to all kinds of...
So what you're saying is that you are a co-director of the Goonies, Mr. Darvey.
Not at all. That's not co-director. That's just an actor.
Special effects. Special effects. Chris, over to you.
Yeah, he half wrote the script, really. Listen, I love the Goonies. It's one of my favorite of all time films. You know, as a kid growing up in Oregon, I absolutely loved it. I know that Astoria has like a Goonies Day, you know, every year they have a thing. I know you've been to it, but I wanted to ask you.
Someone just bought the house and wants to do it. They weren't going to let people go see the house. So this guy, this entrepreneur, bought the house, the Goonie house, so kids can come and families can come and take a look at it.
Oh, that's very cool. I'm going to go visit. But the question I wanted to ask you is about acting. because I feel like a lot of films today, TV shows, films today, they bring on actors that seem like they're from musical theater, right? They're over actors. They overdo. Everything is like, you know, projected, these massive expressions in their face.
Right.
Yeah, they're flamboyant. They overact. I know you do theater. So you're able to kind of fix that in your brain. There's a difference between acting in a movie, the subtleties of how you move your face and everything. What is the secret to good acting for film and television? I feel like we've lost that today. And what is it about 80s actors that they could just do it naturally?
Well, they'll forget they were training. My training, I went to Hofstra on a drama scholarship, then went to Manhattan, worked with Stella Adler for 3 years. I got into the Actors Studio. So we're method-based. And you did a tremendous amount of theater before you stepped in front of a camera. And you understood the technique of filmmaking and film acting. And the difference is there was a guy, a great screenwriter, a scriptwriter, Anton Chekhov, who wrote brilliant plays, but his nephew was the greatest actor of the Moscow Art Theater. And he taught in Hollywood for years. Gary Cooper, Anthony Quinn, Clint Eastwood, Jack Nicholson. And he said, I didn't work with him, but I had the guy that developed his technique, I worked with him. But he used to say that the stage acting, the difference is getting a trumpet and putting a mute on the trumpet. So you have to, all the intensity that goes on in stage, but you pull it back. You pull it back, you hold back, because the camera is your lens. The camera explodes on you. And I think a lot of people, there's also a style that has developed nowadays, a flamboyant in that style that you're talking about, that has been lost, you know. Kids aren't training the way they should.
Yeah, and it's
I just don't believe the actors today so much, and I believe everything that you did in every film, you know.
Well, Chris, I think you just answered your question from half an hour ago. Why are we not going to talk about movies made today? Podcaster in 30 years is going to be talking about a raft of movies that were made this year, like we are right now. Why? Because back then we had actors like Robert Davi making those movies. All right, the time has come. We have to rate the movie, and then we have to choose our next movie. This is what we do every week, Robert. We will do your rating as enjoyment factor of the time. I'm going to do it for the panoply of movies. And we will be rating out of 10 doubloons. Chris Coles, I didn't catch this when I was a kid. I'm going to give Goonies 8 gold doubloons. What is your doubloon count?
Well, like he said, I rate this on how a modern audience would view the film from the 80s if they knew nothing about it. And my rating, and I'll say my rating for me personally is a 10 because I love this movie so much.
We know that.
We know that, yeah. But no, I think that any audience today will go back and love this movie. I think this is another 10. I think this is a 10.
All right. Wonderful. And I'm very grateful to you, Robert, for joining us today. My son, Hunter, is the movie. Follow him on Twitter as well. Get his latest album. Just dated myself there with that phrase. Next movie, I do believe it's my choice, isn't it, Chris?
Yes, I picked Goonies. It's your choice.
Eric,
yes.
do we humor our producer, Mr. Jeff?
Is that essentially saying let's do another science fiction movie?
No, it's saying actually be nice to him. Shall I be nice to Jeff?
I think the time has come for that, yes.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, the next movie. I love it. I love it, but I wasn't going to do it yet. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Chris. What do you think?
Oh, I cannot wait. One of my favorites.
I don't know anybody in the cast like you knew Robert Darby, so we'll have to ask Robert to help us out. But in the meantime, okay. God bless all of you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to Making Movies Great Again with Chris Coles, Mr. Reagan, Robert Darby. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on the swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, welcome, dear friends. Mondays are supposed to be a slow news day, but not this Monday. As we prepare for the debt ceiling negotiations between the Speaker of the House and the President, we must discuss the violent events of this weekend in Brownsville on the border, where a man used a vehicle to kill people who were standing in line on the side of the road in Allen at the mall in Texas. Mauricio Garcia gunned down innocent people at the mall. We have to talk about the imminent dissolution of Title 42 that is going to precipitate an even larger invasion across the border. And in 2 days' time, allegedly Congressman Comer will be releasing the information of the numerous crimes committed by the Biden crime cartel. All that and so much more to discuss here on America First. Do not go anywhere for the next 3 hours because you will regret it. I spent my late Friday and most of Saturday meeting with you, meeting with the people who are the most important part of the show, which is our dear listeners. I went to an amazing Freedom Expo in Florida, about an hour from Orlando. And I met with the local director of the Answer Station there, Tim Robish, his amazing team, Chris, and all the others. And we had an amazing expo at a Harley-Davidson motorbike dealership. If you want to go to have a fun event, you should probably do it surrounded by American steel. And it was an incredible organizational feat. We had Todd Saylor there on the platform, the Americans coach, motivating people, sponsoring the event. We had a firearms manufacturer there as well. Spike's Tactical. We had Corona cigars. Every single one of my team has now been handed a cigar because of the very, very gracious behavior of our sponsor. And also, I got to ride around in a 1941 Willys Jeep and check out an original Harley Davidson from World War II. Thank you to Eric, John, and the team who brought that American steel hardware from World War II to the event. But I want to talk to you about one person. She knows who she is. She met me a year ago when I was at the Freedom Expo in Seminole at the Harley Davidson dealership. And she came up to me with her veteran husband and handed me this leaflet. And it means a lot to me, because it means that we're actually achieving something with this show. The title of the leaflet is "In the Battle for America, You Must First Get on the Battlefield." Let me tell you what this woman has to say to all of her fellow Americans. You must get on the battlefield. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former deputy assistant to President Donald J. Trump, spoke in Florida recently about the political problems we face. He then asked if there were any questions of the audience. One man asked, "What can we do to fight all of this?" Gorka looked at him almost incredulously and said, "Didn't you hear what I was just talking about? Let me make it plain. If you are not a precinct committee man or woman at your local Republican executive committee, then you are not even on the battlefield. You must get on the battlefield." In 2016, when President Trump first ran, more than half of the 400,000 precinct spots were empty nationwide. America First citizens are now attempting to fill those spots, but are running into resistance by the establishment Republicans known as the RINOs, the members of the quote-unquote elite of the Never Trumpers. Okay, well, now we know what happened during the last two national elections. It's clear. Not enough America First citizens were involved in the political process at the most basic level, where they could influence with their vote their party's local, state, and national decisions. Locally, county commissions and school boards are stacked with RINOs who refuse to stand for Republican values or listen to parents pleading against mandatory masks, vaccines, critical race theory, sex talk with children, and equity programs. In Seminole, 4 out of 5 school board members, 3 RINOs, handed the school board superintendent's job over to a Democrat lawyer. She is now initiating the LGBTQ agenda in the schools with her new equity committee. Can America and Florida count on you? There's a battle being waged across the nation. Will the establishment Republicans, a.k.a. the RINOs, the elites, and the Never Trumpers, continue to dominate the party on the county, state, and national levels? Or will the America First patriots rise up, take control, and vote in leaders who will protect the principles of the Republican Party platform, including the right to life, legal immigration, energy independence, religious freedom, free speech, election integrity, and the Second Amendment? Will we see a true red wave at the next election, or will it just be another disappointing set of rhino ripples coming ashore? The good news is, the choice is up to you. God bless you. You know who you are. Thank you for taking my message seriously, for getting engaged, for running for a local office, and for getting your fellow Floridians to do so, and coming up to me with proof that the message is being heard. Because the question is the one you just set on the back of this pamphlet, dear lady. Will the America First patriots rise up, take control, and vote in leaders who promote the principles that we believe in? It's such a short, concise summary. The right to life, legal migration, energy independence, religious freedom, free speech, election integrity, and the Second Amendment. She's doing something about it. What about you? We can win, but only if we're on the battlefield. Are you on the battlefield? Answer the question honestly. And if you're not, what's stopping you? Is America not important enough? Is your future, is the future of your children, your grandchildren, simply not important enough? If it is, pick up the baton like this lady did. God bless her and all who are stepping into the arena and onto the battlefield. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C. Never miss any of our deep dives with the very, very best, the true experts, the real newsmakers. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. It matters not what one to me. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you've had it with a two-tier justice system with what's happening to President Trump, then you too should own a I Stand With 45 flag. SebGorkaStore.com, the hottest selling item we have today, closely followed by the FBI t-shirt jointly released with Chris Plant, who has his new Newsmax show tonight, 9 p.m., Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.